Now for another conversation from StoryCorps' National Teachers Initiative. This school year, we'll be sharing stories from and about teachers and their students. Today's story started at Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, which has an official graduation rate of just 48%. Roger Alvarez was one of the students who didn't make it through his senior year. He dropped out in 2007. At StoryCorps, Roger sat down with his former English teacher, Ontero Garcia. It was the first time they'd seen each other since Roger quit school.
When did you know you weren't going to graduate, like for sure?
For sure?
Yeah.
Ever since I started in ninth grade.
Oh, really?
There's a certain amount of knowledge you have to have when you enter on a specific grade, and I didn't have that. Every class I used to go in, I'd be like, do I know this? I don't know this. Now I'm not going to pass this class. And it was kind of shameful, you know?
What was shameful?
You know, like, you were determined to help me, but what was I willing to give? I could have actually tried.
I guess I'm curious, how could I have reached out to you better?
Well, you always help me, but, I mean, you could pump me up, and then I see other students doing way better. So then I get nervous, I get stuck, and then my motivation goes to the floor.
Did it feel hopeless?
Yeah. You talk to me like if I could do it, but inside me, I know I couldn't. And, you know, I just don't want you to think that I'm, like, stupid.
Well, why'd you agree to come and talk to me today?
I don't know. I see school as a tool in life. And all this time, I've been missing that tool. It's not part of my belt. But I wanted, like, to explain myself to you now that I'm older. And always, I just want you to know, I always wanted to let you know that you're a good teacher. And I always respect you. Some teachers, I kind of felt like they only wanted to teach a certain group of people. But you looked at me and you paid attention. Maybe it didn't get me to graduate, but there's a lot of teachers. They don't take their time to take a look. And it was never your fault.
Roger now works the night shift at a loading dock. He says he still hopes to one day get his GED. Learn more about StoryCorps' National Teachers Initiative at npr.org.